Welcome to Thinking Aloud. I'm Dave Wager here in the studios at Silver Birch Ranch on the campus of the Nicolay Bible Institute. 1 Samuel 2 verse 12 reads, "Now the sons of Eli were worthless men. They did not know the Lord." Let me say that again. "Now the sons of Eli were worthless men. They did not know the Lord." Essentially, those who don't know the Lord are worthless because they can never achieve the worth God created them for. The connotation here is abundantly clear. People can live meaningless, worthless lives. This may not be politically correct, but it is accurate. Our value comes from our proximity and our obedience to God, not from the fact that we breathe air, have a heartbeat, or are able to walk across a room without tripping. The society that struggles with defining human value is ignorant of the one who created life with value. There are many worthless lives today, for there are many who know about God but do not know God. Their knowledge is similar, yet less than Satan's knowledge of God. Their lives are similar, yet more disturbing than Satan's, and that Satan no longer has a choice, whereas we do. Those who should have known God and loved God will one day know what they missed. They will see they are worthless without Him. It does not need to end this way for anyone. For now, the choice is still ours. As I look at the people in our nation, I see a nation that's struggling with value, with depression, with anxiety, with anger, with being able to figure out why they are important. We keep God out of the formula, and we keep trying to find value and worth apart from God, but that can never happen. Whenever I start thinking that I'm not valuable, I remember that God Almighty, the creator and sustainer of all life, created me in my mother's womb. He crafted me and put me together and made me exactly the way I'm supposed to be. Not only that, He loved me so much that because of my sin and my separation from Him, He sent His Son, Jesus Christ, down to this earth to pay the price for my sin so I could be next to God, so I could be in His family and be adopted by Him. Now, if that doesn't scream value, importance, I don't know what does. We're trying to solve a problem that's caused by the absence of God by keeping God out of our nation. That sounds more like insanity than a solution to a problem. We need to come back to God and understand how valuable we are to Him, and live in the context of His love and purpose for us, for now and for eternity. I'm Dave Wager, here in the studios at Silver Birch Ranch on the campus of the Nicolay Bible Institute. Thanks for listening.